This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations said Friday around 400,000 people need support or protection after fleeing a volcano eruption and a wave of aftershocks in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. At least 31 people died when Mount Nyiragongo sent lava towards the city of Goma last Saturday, destroying 3,000 homes along the way and cutting off a major road. The lava stopped just short of city limits, but thousands more people fled early Thursday when the government warned the volcano, one of the world's most active, could erupt again. Many escaped to a nearby town that is prone to cholera outbreaks, the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, said. Authorities issued an evacuation order around 1 a.m. local time Thursday after radar images showed molten rock flowing under Goma. But experts said Friday the frequency and intensity of the ground tremors had lessened in the last 24 hours, suggesting the risk of a fresh eruption was subsiding. Britain's medicine regulator has approved Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for use, the health ministry said in a statement on Friday, making it the fourth COVID-19 shot available for use in the country. But Britain also cut its order for the single-dose shot amid issues with the company's supply chain and reports of rare blood clots. Britain has given two-thirds of its population a first dose of COVID-19 vaccine as the government cites the unprecedented scale and pace of the rollout as behind the decision to cut its order to 20 million doses from the original order for 30 million. J&J's vaccine is already approved in the United States and European Union, where reports of rare blood clots are being reviewed. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Olympic organizers said Friday delegations from India and five South Asian neighbors will be vaccinated before the Tokyo Games as concern rises over the risks of coronavirus variants spreading at the event. The move affects teams coming from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, the Maldives, and Nepal, according to Tokyo 2020 and the International Olympic Committee. The six countries are all subject to Japan's highest-level border restrictions, partly because of concern about the so-called Indian variant of the virus. The IOC has said it expects up to 80% of those staying in the Olympic Village during the Games to be vaccinated by the time they arrive in Japan. But organizers are facing strong domestic opposition in the country to hosting the Games this summer, with most backing further postponement or outright cancellation. Japan is currently battling a fourth wave of virus infections, and the government is extending a state of emergency in Tokyo and other regions until June 20th, just over a month before the Games. Indian authorities Friday announced a, quote, very, very slow easing of the lockdown in the capital, New Delhi, as coronavirus infections fall in major cities after weeks of lockdown. Rural areas of India now, however, are seeing the brunt of a surge in cases that has overwhelmed the healthcare system and killed at least 160,000 people since the start of March. Delhi's chief minister says from Monday, construction work in factories can resume. He says the government is keeping the poorest section of society, the laborers and daily wage workers, in mind. Daily infections reported across India have more than halved from more than 400,000 earlier this month, according to health officials. Delhi itself reported Friday about 1,000 new infections, down from about 25,000 daily cases when the lockdown was announced 6 weeks earlier. The devastating surge was blamed on new virus variants and the government having allowed most activity to return to normal, including mass religious and political gatherings. China and Russia on Friday congratulated Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for winning a fourth term in an election criticized by the United States, France, Germany, Italy, and Britain. The Syrian parliament announced on Thursday that Assad won this week's election with over 95% of the votes. China's foreign ministry also reaffirmed support for Syria Friday in its decade-old conflict, which has killed hundreds of thousands of people and driven 11 million from their homes, about half the population. Russia welcomed what it called Assad's decisive victory in a Friday statement and called it an important step towards strengthening Syria's internal stability. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.